Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, my name is Justin Hamilton, and welcome to today's episode of Chitter Chatter on the Big Squid Network. I don't know why I said that. It's not really a network. It's just me. It sounded impressive for a moment, and then I thought, hang on, what is this network that you're talking about? Anyway, maybe I'll keep it. Maybe I'll edit this bit out. I won't edit this bit out. You know what it's like. I always say that, and then I don't do it. Anyway, you're probably listening to this now. I'll tell you what's coming up later in the week at the end of this episode, but first let's welcome the fabulous Adam Richard to the podcast, and today his topic is bees. Start your week with some chitter chatter. It's the start of the week and you're heading into work or you're going to school or you're about to catch up with people after a long weekend. You're tired. You're thinking, God damn it, I have nothing to talk about. Well, that's why this podcast is here. Right now, we're going to give you something that you can just go and throw into a conversation and get everything started on the best foot. And the best way to start the week is with the fabulous Adam Richard. Adam, what do you have for us today?
Bee's knees.
Right.
I was going to tell you about the origin of the saying bee's knees, but it's quite boring. It was just like, I think it was like the jazz age. It was just something that was said because, oh, you're like the bee's knees. It was two words that rhyme.
Right.
But weirdly, the knees of a bee is where they keep their pollen when they go and collect it. Like there's like a little pocket.
Oh.
Like it's like they're wearing cargo pants all the time. They've got like this little pocket in their knees, which is where they collect the pollen. Like if you look at a photo of a bee that's collected pollen, it looks like they've got knees made out of pollen.
Yes.
Like it is the cutest thing you've ever seen. And it's, I don't know if you know this, but the male bees, remember there was that bee movie with Jerry Seinfeld playing the bee that fell in love with, was it Renee Zellweger? Was it a woman?
Right.
That's completely false because male bees do not leave the nest. They don't leave the hive.
Right.
Because all the workers are female. The queen is a female.
Yeah.
The men literally have one job, which is to just inseminate the lady bees and make more bees.
Right.
And you know when a bee stings you how it dies?
Yes.
The same when a male bee jizzes.
Right.
It dies.
Wow.
It's like,
oh, no. Oh, that seems like way too much. Why doesn't he just like have a nine eyes?
Just go and
lay on the lounge for a bit. You know, tricks.
He's done and done.
Yeah, right. Far out. Tough times for bees.
No lying on the lounge at Bee Land.
Like maybe they should just drink more water. Like that's always
maybe
seems to help you get back from the edge.
They need bee rocker.
So how do the bees get the pollen out of their knees?
It's just kind of like attached on there. Then they go and take it back.
Right.
And, you know.
And the male bee just is born, does his job. How long do they live then?
Oh, not very long.
Right.
Like not very long.
Far out. Must be terrifying to go through puberty as a bee.
Oh, no. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. It's worse than if you touch it, you'll go blind.
If you touch it, it's all over.
It's all over. Don't touch it with your pocket knees.
Poor bee. And so literally the term bee's knees just comes along because they wanted to rhyme.
Yeah, it was just a rhyme. It just sounded like a fun thing, like duck's nuts.
Right.
It's just a fun, like it's, yeah. But they do have very functional knees in their weird little bee cargo
pants.
There
you go. Who would have thought that the jazz musicians of the past were just really sort of saying, oh, good work with the carry system that you have. That's essentially what you're saying.
And did you know that you can't have more than one queen? Like,
if
another queen gets born... Yep. Then she has to leave. Like, you can't have two queens in the same place. This is why me and Joel Creasy can't be on the same bill.
Oh, right. Explains everything. Yes.
So we have to start a whole new hive.
Yes, right. So hang on. So what happens to the old queen? Does she get to start a new hive or does she...
One of them goes off and starts a new hive. Or the old one goes off and some of the bees go with her. But, yeah, you can't have two at once. Right. They don't fight to death. One of them just goes, all right, I can't be here. All right, I'll go. That's how you feel. Yeah. You like the new girl? Yeah, fine, I'll go and start my own hive. Right. Down the road.
I've always wanted to go somewhere warmer. Fair enough. This is the impetus I was looking for. Well, that is fascinating. I had no idea about any of that. Thank you for your bee knowledge, which I will give
a grade of
A+. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you to Adam for joining me today. He'll be back quite soon, actually. But in the meantime, this week we have a two-part Space Podyssey edition with Rove McManus. It's just the two of us, and we're diving into Close Encounters of the Third Kind. So keep an ear and an eye out for that. In the next couple of weeks, we have quite a bit coming up, actually. We have the Total Reboot Boys, Cam and Alexi, discussing their new YouTube series, Finding Yeezers. We have the return of Pass the Amel and a movie called Stunt Rock. I just watched that for the first time the other night. Yeah, that was an interesting experience. I'm looking forward to talking to Garth about that. We have an interview with a Hollywood director, and I won't tell you who that is. You'll find out about that person next week. And we have a brand new Beautiful Tales for the Disenchanted. We're just about finished the production of it. It's sounding great, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Those short stories can take a while to be put together, but when they do come together, they're fantastic. So all that and more coming up in the next few weeks. Sydney friends, I am appearing at the Sydney Comedy Store on the 28th of October. It's close now, like it's really close. And if you would like to come along, since you are a Big Squid listener, you can get a Big Squid discount. Just head to comedy.com.au, click on my show and use the discount podcast, and that way you will get some money off your ticket price. If you're a Patreon subscriber, remember you get a super duper discount, and make certain that you use your Patreon subscriber code. If you're not a Patreon subscriber and would like to support the work here that I do along with my friends, and also in the process have access to bonus podcasts, scripts, and bigger discounts to live events. There's going to be more live events, so that'll come in handy. You can head to patreon.com/JustinHamilton_BigSquid and you will find a tier that suits you. I actually recently uploaded an old interview I had with comic book writer Grant Morrison talking about their tenure on Superman and Batman. It's an interview that first appeared on my original podcast, Can You Take This Photo Please? So that's just waiting there for you if you would like to subscribe. Top reviews at Apple Podcasts or word of mouth are a great way to support the work here as well. Finally, thank you to you for listening and all your generous messages and emails. Life has been manic lately with the juggling of work and life. And it's like juggling work and life is tricky at the best of times. And this year has been particularly so. And even more so the last few weeks. So I don't take it for granted when you spend time writing to me or listening to the podcast. You're the best. Until then.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.